Blog Talk Radio.
It's going to be a great day for all of us to inquire and to inspire and to seek answers and get answers. So beautiful, astrologically energetic day today. I'm glad to be here.
Thank you so much. Listen, we like to open with a prayer since it's so early in the morning, number one. And Dr. Reggie, will you take us into a morning prayer and let's shift the energy here?
Absolutely.
We'll go ahead.
As we breathe in and realize the breath of the universe is with us, every cell of our body and every aspect of our being, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for thinking of us as an idea in your mind and bringing us forward on the earth plane. We thank you for Star, that you inspire others through her and give her divine wisdom and get answers as an oracle energy. And we thank you that the Holy Spirit knows everything. And we thank you that people are being healed and helped, nurtured, and empowered by this wonderful lady who's gifted. And we praise everything in you and about you. And we believe this is so. And so it is.
And so it is. Good morning. Some of you may not be familiar with Star, so I'm going to let her give you a little bit of her background very quickly. And then, Star, I know that the harvest moon is coming up, and I wanted to talk a little bit about that this morning as well.
Okay, we can do that. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. I will be 75 years old in January. I taught my first metaphysical class in 1958, so I've been around a little bit. I've been doing healings and readings all those years. I spent 16 years of my life living with witch doctors, shamans, curanderos, any indigenous shaman who would take me, learning about energy, learning about healing, learning about myself. I have 52 certifications and leading edge psychological tools, you know, NLP, hypnotism, and I have been traveling the world and teaching many, many, many classes. Right now I have about 500 different workshops that I have taught. People, all sorts of people connect with me. I have actresses, I have presidents of third world countries, and I have people who live in shelters that talk to me and ask me questions. I think it's really important for everyone to get confirmation along their path. This is the way I'm living. This is the way I'm choosing. I'm at this crossroad. Give me some information. And I think it's really important to get confirmation so that you can proceed with your path instead of staying there in that piece of your path. So I answer questions for people in many, many, many different scenarios. I have a great-grandmother and a grandmother and a mother and a daughter who all come to me for generations who, you know, during the year, all four of them call in for questions. So that's kind of neat. My education, wow. I don't know. You know, a lot of it was really, really, really chop wood, carry water, living in those foreign countries with the teachers. And then, again, a lot of it was the psychological tools we have here, and you all know those. So the mixture together gives me a unique perspective to answer mm-hmm. your questions from, and I like having that big toolbox, and I like being able to share that big toolbox. So that's just a little bit about me.
And you know what? I know it's just the tip of the iceberg. 75 years old and doing this work since 1958, and all of your certifications, you can't share it all in a few minutes, but my goodness, we are so fortunate to have you here with us today.
And very impressed.
Very, very Great. Impressed. And you have such a loving, loving spirit. So let's talk a little bit about, before we go forward, I want to give everybody your website because I know that they're going to want to call you after today's broadcast. And that's at www.starforwentes.com. And star is spelled with two R's. I love that. She's so fabulous and brilliant. She has two R's in her name. Star, S-T-A-R-R, Fuentes, FUENTES.com. I'm going to go ahead and put that in the chat room so people know how to reach you. Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit about the harvest moon that's coming up.
Oh, that's such an interesting story. I was around in Africa, and I was studying with a Maasai medicine man, and we went to a village about 100 kilometers away from where the medicine man resided, and I was listening to these two gentlemen talking, and they were talking about stuff that happened 50 years ago, and they were speaking English, and you know, in very good English. And they're talking about stuff, and I'm going, oh, wait a minute. That stuff happened 50 years ago. Were you there? And they go, yes. And I says, well, how do you look so young? How can, you know, you guys look like you're 22. And they said that they had something called I call it the Yuling Ceremony. They had a ceremony, and it happened every year on the harvest moon. And I said, wow, I'd really like to come to that. And they go, well, it's 2 weeks away. Why don't you get Kukuyaya to bring you back? So I went to this ceremony, and it's tapping on your glands, and you walk around in a circle saying some words that these men taught me, and it negates a year, and it takes off a year. If you're in the harvest moon and you tap these glands and do this chant that they've been doing, it's sort of like it's like the restart button on your aging. So we call it the Yuling Ceremony. I look absolutely wonderful for 70. I'll be 75 in January. I look about 50, 55. I have my friend Selena. I'll say it anyway. She's 40, and she looks, we had to laugh. We were at the grocery store doing something, and one of the kids in the grocery store asked her what high school she goes to.
So, oh, my God.
Yeah, she was like, wow, that's a compliment, isn't it? Uh-huh. So I'm having it at my dome in Hot Springs, Arkansas. One of the things I really like about the Yuling ceremony is once you came to it, you can teach it. So you can have this next year on the Harvest Moon. You can have people gather at your house with your bonfire, and you can do this. So I will be doing it at the Dome, and there's more available information on my website about it. But I think I've been doing this now for 37 years. So every full Harvest Moon, and I love it. I love the idea of using. I love the idea of telling the glands in the body that your cells can't age for the next year, that they stay in the revitalization process where they keep, splitting instead of, stop splitting. And it's a beautiful ceremony. It's a beautiful little ceremony. And I look forward to it every year. Now, we have Jody Shiroda in New York City from the Meta Center does one in Central Park. So you guys have it in your local area, I think. And we have some in Connecticut. And I think there's about 50 people who have learned this from me will be doing it all over the United States and in Europe. So it's interesting.
Wow.
You're
close enough that you can get in the car and drive over there to join you. I want to learn how to do that.
Yeah, well, I'm in Hot Springs, Arkansas. If you want to come here, there's plenty of springs to soak in. We have the best crystal mines in the United States here, and lots of interesting people. And Hot Springs is pretty inexpensive compared to national standards for hotels. And you get a hotel $69 a night. And so come on to Hot Springs. We'll show you around.
Okay. So listen, guys, you heard that. If you're thinking about your aging and want to roll the clock back or have time stand still for you, in terms of your aging physically, then you need to join Star Fuentes for her Harvest Moon ceremony in Hot Springs, Arkansas. You heard it here on Circles of Prosperity. I'm coming. Just letting you know now, Star.
Okay.
I'll be there. And hopefully I can bring a group of us from Atlanta. I think it would be a lot of fun for them. Alrighty,
You have three people in Atlanta who do the youthing ceremony. You have a lady. Oh, I'm losing it. You have a chiropractor named Susan Rossi. You have two or three other people there that do it. And you might look through your papers and see for an ad for the youthing ceremony. They were all trained by me. So you have it right there. And it usually happens on the day within 24 hours of the Harvest Full Moon. So it should be there happening that. And I'm not sure where they do it there, but I know that there's at least three or four teachers there in Atlanta of that. So it might be right next door.
It might be, but hey, I would love to come and experience it with you as well. So
that'd be great.
We've got quite a few callers coming in right now, and so I think we should just go to a caller real quick.
Let's do that.
Okay, sounds like a deal. Good morning, area code 703. You're on the air.
Good morning, everybody. Eric calling. How are you doing?
Oh, great, Eric. How are you?
All right. It's a bright, sunny day here in Washington, so I hope it's the same for, like, everybody everywhere else.
Well, it's raining. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. First off, Star, I do want to say you sound more alive and more jovial and more happy than most 35-year-olds. So I think you're much younger than you say that you are.
Well, thank you very much. That's a compliment. Now that you have complimented me, How can I answer your question?
Well, I'm looking forward to some positive change in my life. And do you see, I mean, I'm talking big, big change, and I've been working towards certain goals, career-wise, and also looking for things to work out in love, too. So do you see any positive change that stands out in the near future? Because I believe things might be occurring, I'd say, within the next 6 months to a year or so.
I'm looking at February of next year. I'm seeing what I call a 180. And a 180 to me is your job changes, the way you are changes, the way what you manifest changes, your who you play with, date with changes. And this kind of happens. You start your manifestation process, you start your positive thinking process, you start planning, doing your goals, and all of a sudden, everything falls into place. Boom, 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 click, click, click. And it seems like 3 or 4 days ago, you were in this, and then right around February, it's like you're going to be looking at a new future, being in a new future. You've prepared yourself for that. So I'm listening to your spirit guides, mm-hmm. and I would particularly say February 18th to the 20th will be your days when everything turns, and not around, but just turns 180, and you will be mildly satisfied with some of it, and mostly ecstatic with the rest of it. So keep doing the energy changes that you've been doing. Keep doing your work. Keep being who you are. Yeah, keep being who you are. You know, keep doing the do stuff, but most importantly, keep being who you are. I see a very, very smooth and harmonious life for you. Oops. Well, let me take that back.
No, well,
have you broken a toe or a finger?
I had a shoulder in 2008. I had a bicycling accident,
okay,
and that shoulder's been bugging me.
That's there. But for your future, be really careful for the next 3 years. Your next biggest life crisis is going to be a broken toe or a broken finger. Most of your life will be harmonious, and you will get what you've been asking for spiritually.
Well, that's good that you bring it up, because the broken finger is vital to avoid having a broken finger is vital, because I use my hands to draw.
Right.
And I use them on the computer, and what I intend to get into is something artistic and creative.
Right.
So I can't, my hands must be
okay,
in perfect
but remember,
working order.
The purpose of a psychic is not to be 99.9% accurate. I want to be 50% accurate. I want to give you the message that you're going to break your finger, and you become so conscious of it that you don't break your finger. So part of my job is to disseminate information. So, you know, when you're shutting car doors and when you're, you know, playing around with boxes, you be careful with your hand, and this doesn't happen. So pay attention to your hands, honey.
I will make it so that it doesn't happen.
Okay, make it so. I agree. You have the information now to make it so.
Thank you so much, Star.
You're
that was
welcome.
Very,
thank you.
Very kind. And I will let you know how things go. I do have your website.
Yes, please do.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
Area code 856, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Laura.
Hey, Laura. How are you, sweetie?
I'm good. How are you, Star?
I'm great. I'm sitting up with a cup of coffee looking at the beautiful Arkansas scenery here. What can we do for you this morning?
Well, I would really love to be able to move out of my apartment and move into a house, preferably on the water somewhere. And I would like to be able to know if you see me being able to do that anytime in the near future.
Okay. The first thing I got to ask about is how much have you saved to be able to do this?
I don't have the money saved up yet. That's what I'm trying
okay.
to find out.
So if you start saving today,
yeah,
a year from now, you'll be able to do it.
Okay,
and the place
yeah.
that you want, see, Spirit wants us in different addresses because of the numerology on it, and different places because the energy of the earth. The place the Spirit wants you won't be ready till then. And that will be a place where you will stay for many, many years.
Do you have any idea where that's at? Where will it be? Like what state?
Well, right now what I'm hearing is the Carolinas. So
okay.
I'm not sure whether that's north or south. The Spirit isn't too definite with me on that. But there's so much water, and because the coast is unlike Florida, isn't crowded, and so many little islands there, and so many opportunities for jobs there, that's what you should explore.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Area code 678, you're on the air.
Good morning, Cynthia and Star and Dr. Reggie. This is Susie.
Good morning.
Good morning, Star. I am very extremely impressed with you. You certainly, are amazing, and you have very, very wonderful a whole very wonderful background on you. That's amazing. You really have been eager to learn.
I really have, and I believe learning is an ongoing process in your life, and that it's like a fuel tank. You know, I read about 5 books a week, and of course I have to admit one of them's an entertainment book like science fiction, but you know, books that are important to my development, the development of people around me and what I can teach. How can I be of service to you this morning?
Well, Star, anything that you could possibly tell me, I really feel actually stuck. Spirit, I feel like Spirit is, you know, forcing me to really learn this lesson at this time, that I... I'm not honoring myself as far as decision-making. I take things on from other people, and they're not a very good choice for myself.
Okay.
So, especially in the romantic realm, I'm just...
Well, the first thing that comes to my mind with you is that you have vows and courts, and you have made vows. Oh, you got hurt, you're never going to love again. You got courts attached to your past relationship, and courts are energetic streams of energy that go between you and your old partners, and you know you may be courted to someone, and well, that person treated me bad. Everybody else is going to treat me bad. Or you can't forget that person, so there's no space for a new person to come in. And we make vows, and our body believes every word we say. And we say, well, I'll never love again. I don't want to feel that much pain, you know. I'll never find another man. And we make vows. So you can email me on the website, and I will give you a booklet called Vows and Cords. And what will happen is you do the process in the Vows and Cords, and once your vows are rescinded and your cords are cut, you will be able to have freedom to pick better. And the other thing I want to talk about with you is forgiveness. And I'm not so interested in you forgiving all those other people. I want you to start forgiving yourself for making, like you just said, you made some bad decisions. Have you forgiven yourself for that? So to me, forgiveness is a chain. I forgive the person. Then I forgive myself. And then I forgive myself for feeling guilty about it. Oh, and then I forgive myself for choosing to be in that situation. Ah, okay, that's done. Then I go back a week later, and I forgive that person at another level. And then I forgive myself for not seeing that that was a mistake or feeling that. And forgiveness isn't just a one-time episode. It's like a chain. There's little links on it. And as you spiritually evolve and mentally and emotionally evolve, those little links on those chains appear again and again at different levels. So, yes, you can have whatever you want in life. Do your forgiveness work again and again. Cut your cords to the relationships that didn't work, and rescind your vows that you made in pain and in anger, and even in past lives, and you can have your perfect mate. You got that down, written down?
I actually have been. I have been all through that. I have done everything that I have been suggested and told. I've cut cords. I've had vision boards. I have empty spaces in my drawers, nightstands, what have you. I've lit candles with my intentions and what I'm looking for underneath there. I have really done everything.
Okay, so let's go one step beyond that. January 15th. You will meet, mate, and stay mated for the rest of your life. Now, listen to me well. January of 2015, you will meet, mate, and stay mated for the rest of your life. Okay?
Okay.
And I know that sounds like a long time away, but it's not. It's, 18 months or something like that? Less than that. Yeah, 18 months. So work on that. Do you go places to meet somebody?
Absolutely, yes. I've opened up my social circle. I have joined dating websites.
I think that all we need right now is some time. And check out the forgiveness vows and cords. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Star.
You're welcome.
Have a blessed day, everyone.
Thank you. Area code 310, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm wonderful. And how are you? What is your first name?
Oh, my name's Pam.
Hi, Pam. How can I be of service to you? What question do you have for me?
Oh, wow. Okay. There's a lot going on, which is a good thing because, you know, I'm seeing a lot of things unfolding before me. And I guess the main question I have is, with my son, I have a 13-year-old son.
Can you give me his first name, please?
His first name is Tristan.
Okay.
And
what is your question?
The question is, you know, it seems like we keep going through this cycle. Some of it's from his past life that he's having some difficulty letting go, because it seems like we keep going through the same thing when it comes to him understanding that part of himself. So I was listening to the previous caller and you saying about cutting some cords. And I would like to know, is that part of what's happening with us, with past life bringing it into the present?
Yes, that's what's happening with him. When you get to be 13, your body gets these hormones that come in, and they're not very regular, and they come in gobs and bunches and cups and stuff like that. And you start learning to push away from your family. You start learning to make your own boundaries, and you start testing every boundary there is. The hormones kind of make you crazy, kind of expand your mind. You know, at 13, they think they can do everything, and at 14, they think they know everything. And when they're 21, they go, Mom, how did you learn so much stuff? So I would like you to go to my website, fill out the form, and say you want the cords and vows handout, and my secretary will email it to you. And you can do it three or four different ways, and there's a nice, quick, little, easy way that you could probably do with him. Tell me, what is he interested in?
Oh, he's an actor. He's into the theater and the arts.
Okay, and?
Video games.
Okay, well, that's good. Then give him all the energy you can to support him in that.
Yeah.
You know, it's really important. We tutor our kids when they're bad in math. We, as a nation, we need to know. You tutor your kids when they're bad in math, and you tutor your kids in what they're good in. So, you know, you get them a little special, a special little acting seminar or whatever it is.
Well, that's part of the problem because of some of the issues he's dealing with his present father. It seems like I am dealing with whatever his father is telling him when he's spending time with his father, and it's like he's sabotaging what he's, you know, his little confidence is just like, it's gone. And
well, remember, it's really important to remember, some people come into this lifetime and they have two teachers. They have a mother or father who teaches you how to be, and they have the mother or father who teaches you how not to be.
Mm-hmm.
And in this particular case, his father's teaching him how not to be.
Correct.
You know, I mean, sometimes in my life I've looked at people and their behavior and I've said, wow, I'm never going to act like that. And that has been a great teacher to me. And,
yeah,
you know, so children usually pick the two, how to be and
correct,
how not to be, except for some people pick up two how not to be's, or
yeah,
some people pick out two be's. So this is the molding of his soul. He has you there with the truth and all the enthusiasm, and then the father there with the how not to be. This is where he will have to choose from his heart and soul later on how to be, and he will choose how to be appropriately. So, you know, all those couples, all you couples out there who have divorces and breakups, remember that your child's soul is being molded by those experiences. And your child was a soul when you were a couple, and he saw that you were going to get divorced, and he saw that there would be strife, and he still chose to be born and to have that. So keep doing the good job that you do, and yes, he will end up in the limelight. And,
awesome.
And his heart is in the right place. It will take several years of self-esteem development for him to be at a place that is good, but you know how to do that, so I'm not worried about that.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, I really like that, how we have teachers that teach us how to be and those who teach us how not to be. creates a wonderful balance and contrast, doesn't it?
It does, and you know what? When we do a lot of gratitude work and we're grateful for our food and all of our stuff, I always make sure my students include the parent or their brother or sister or whoever taught them how not to be. Because when you're grateful to people who taught you how not to be in your life, the charge, you know that charge where you're angry at them, you don't want to talk to them, you're upset, mm-hmm. you still feel hurt by them, that charge starts to dissipate. So when you do your gratitude work, people, be grateful for all the people who taught you how not to be.
Let's go to our next caller. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Erica 203, you're on the air this morning. Hello? Are you there? Okay, well, let's move on. Area code 514, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. Do you have a question for me?
Yes, my name is Kathy. I'm calling from Montreal, Canada.
I'm sorry. Your voice is drifting away. Would you repeat the question again?
Yes, I'm calling from Montreal. Question is.
There seems to be some technical difficulties.
Wait just one second. I think a bunch of calls dropped, and people are calling back.
Okay, is this better?
All right. Yes,
hello?
It is.
Okay.
What's your question?
Is there a youthing ceremony in Montreal or in Canada? Hello?
Okay. What was the question again, please?
I was listening to you talking about the youthing ceremony on the full moon.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying, is there one in Canada that you know of?
Yes, there's one in Canada, and it is in Toronto. And her name is, I don't remember her name, but look in the Toronto Metaphysical Papers. Okay?
I guess I can find your website otherwise. All right, my question to me personally is I seem to have something that stops me from moving forward. Like, I will know what I have to do, and it'll be easy what I have to do, because it's probably stuff that I have created, but there is something that stops me.
Okay, and how many years has this been stopping you?
Ever. Very long.
Forever, so like, something you came in with. Okay, so first place
I... Well, you know what? I would say about maybe 20 years. Maybe 20, 21 years.
Okay. I would say it is a vow. And sometimes, like, if you were a nun in the past life, you had vows not to be prosperous. You had vows not to leave your room. You had vows not to make it.
Okay, it's funny you should say that. It's funny you should say that first, because the thing that stops me is on the prosperous. Like, I had somebody offer me $8 million for a piece of property that I didn't really think I was going to utilize, and I did not call him back.
Interesting. But once again, go to my website, www.starfuentes.com, and somewhere on there is a form, and I want you to ask for the vows information, and we will email you the vows information. And whether you had a vow to live in poverty, a vow not to leave your room, a vow not to participate in commerce, and sometimes people don't get it. Once you make a vow and you say, I will never, ever again, it means every lifetime. It doesn't mean, I will love Jesus, for I'm the bride of Jesus forever and ever. And five lifetimes later, they're wondering, why can't they find a mate? Is because your soul believes and supports you in your vows. So we have to learn to rescind our vows, and we have to learn to choose our words wisely. So I see that happening for you. You also had some type of birth trauma. What was that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I have no idea. I'm an old lady. So
yeah,
that was a long
time
ago.
You know, sometimes birth trauma is about, you know, the soul coming into this body. And
okay.
And that's okay.
Wait.
So,
my grandmother.
I got to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Sell the land.
Mm-hmm.
Please do it. It will facilitate your life. Give you more choices.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
And I have just decided not to sell the land.
I know you just decided not to sell the land.
Mm-hmm.
But sell the land, the spirit is saying.
Okay.
Okay. You know, sometimes when I have clients that make decisions that aren't beneficial for themselves, whatever decision they make, I make them do the exact opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so spirit is saying sell the land. It will benefit you highly.
Okay, now my grandmother had given me that piece of land, and she never wanted it sold.
Okay, and you?
And me?
Are you going to take care of the land? The next people who are going to approach that land, they're going to love the land. They're going to put their heart and soul. I feel with you that land just sits there.
It does.
Right? And there's no nurturing to it. There's no it's not getting juice. It's not getting light from humans. If you sell the land, it will get juice and light from the appropriate buyers. And that is so much more important than keeping it as a possession. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay, thank
All
you.
Right. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for calling. She's not ready to let that land go yet.
Well, you know, and as I see it, she has this piece of land that whoever gave it to her said never sell the land. And it's 30, 40 years later, you know what I mean? And it, she's kept that agreement with that person. But the land, she's not nurturing the land. She's not loving the land. And it's not even next to her house. And somebody right about now can come in there and they'll live in there and they'll put their energy in there and they'll grow garden and do whatever they do there. And, you know, when somebody says, take care of this for me or we want to keep this and it's 40 years later, you have to look at redeciding on that. You know what I mean?
Right.
If it was the family land, you lived on the family land and it was alive and awake with your presence, that'd be one thing. But this land is detached from her, and it's not getting enough juice. So that's why I made the decision to tell her that.
Yeah, and, you know, the other thing is that there's so much wealth coming in from this land, it allows her to now take that family heritage to a whole nother level by setting up a nice trust fund. Maybe that's a trust fund that can educate members of her family. They have tuition. It can carry on. So, it allows it to carry on than just a piece of land that's just sitting there. She can benefit her whole family heritage with that money if she stops and thinks about it and plans it. So, I would sell it, and your grandmother will take, you can expand your grandmother's desire to bless the family even further. All right, let's go to our next caller. Area code 678, you are on the air this morning. What's happening?
Is this me?
Good morning.
Who are you?
My name is Inga.
Inga. You have
Inga,
a question for
yes.
What a
All
great
right.
name. What a great
Thank
name.
You.
You have a good question for me?
I have a kind of a general, I'm noticing that my spirits are speaking to me, spirit guides, angel, ascended masters and stuff. I'm getting a lot of communication. And this happened right after kind of a very traumatic, I guess, separation. So I wanted to know a couple of things. I guess I feel like I'm on the right path. I have some questions around my relationship, and if that's done and that chapter needs to close, or if that's just on temporary hold, because it's kind of holding, I'm in a holding pattern a bit with that.
Okay, well, your guides are really brave and active, and one of them popped up right here to talk to one of my guides to tell me what to tell you.
Wow.
So that's pretty good guides, and congratulations on having such wonderful guides. Your guide is telling my guide that you are in a period of integration. You were integrating everything that happened. You were in a period of looking, changing, and reshaping yourself internally. So sometimes we go through periods where we read and take lots of classes, and then sometimes we go through these periods of profound integration. Your guides will speak to you. You will integrate, and you will integrate so that the circumstances do not repeat themselves. The pattern becomes pretty small that you had in this last relationship.
Okay.
So listen to your guides. Do things that integrate. And soon you will have the full healing from this, and soon you will have new starts. But listen to them. Integrate. You know, it's okay after a drama, trauma, whatever, to sit on the couch for a week and watch TV. It's okay to do those things when you're integrating. So do what your spirit guides say, integrate, and then you will move to a new level of functioning, and most importantly, a new level of manifesting.
Okay. So does that mean... It has to do with my marriage, so does that mean I should look at it as it's over?
Well, I'm going to ask you point blankly, is it over?
yeah, I guess it is.
Now, see, this is the part. You're integrating whether to let go or not.
Uh-huh.
When something is over, we want all the good parts, and we think that all the good parts can be recreated again. And then part of us, our guides, know that it can't be recreated again. And you know that whatever water went under that bridge, that it's unrepairable. So you know that you need to let go, and that scares you in many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
But to be true to yourself, you have to let go. And your guides are telling you this.
Okay.
And you're fighting it. You ask your guides for a question, what should I do? And they say, let go. And you go, whoa, 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 I don't want to let go. You know? And listen to your guides, because they have your highest good in mind.
Right.
You know? And tell yourself, you know it's over. Tell yourself that.
Right.
All right.
So, I mean, I just wanted to say, so sometimes he still comes around like it's not over, so that's a little bit of a, that throws a little bit of a contradiction into my space.
Yes, and sometimes it feels that way, but for what happened, you don't deserve to be treated that way, and for what happened, you don't want that to happen to you again, correct?
Right. Absolutely
so,
not.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so stick with that and stick with your highest good.
Thank you so much, Star. I too am interested in your I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say I'm interested in the harvest moon ceremony, so I'm gonna definitely look at
that. Check around
your
area.
I'm in Atlanta, so I'll hook up with you, Reggie, and Cynthia. And I want to say that the caller before was my mom, and I introduced her to the circle, so yay.
Yay.
Yeah. Thank
good.
You, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Wow, that's awesome. Area code 323, you've been holding for a while. You have your question?
Good morning.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. What is your name?
My name is Kira.
Hi, sweetie. What can I answer for you?
Well, I actually have a clarifying question about a relationship of sorts. I've been seeing this guy, and, it kind of just started to be, I don't know how to say, but anyway, it was just kind of on and off, and he would go hot and cold, and he did that recently, and so I asked him, what was going on, and he told me that he just wanted to get his affairs in order and that type of thing, and I'm not interested in having a relationship with him, but the way that I am, I really want to know the why, and I just want to know if he's being honest with me.
I think that one of the things that you need in your life is understanding, and understanding is the booby prize. I don't understand what the neon does in my refrigerator, but I know how to use it, how to keep things cold. I don't understand how my air conditioning works, but I know how to turn it up and down. Understanding how men work is a booby prize. Knowing how to be with men and to be with a man who's appropriate with you is the prize. So I would say a mind frame change for you. He's hot, he's cold, he's hot, he's cold. Your decision is, I don't want to be with him. You don't need to know why. You just need to know that it's time to move on. You need somebody who you want to be with and somebody who wants to be with you all the time and only be with you. You deserve this.
Well,
so
that's what I kind of wanted to know, the only be with me part, because he said something that he did, but I'm assuming that maybe that wasn't the case.
Well, if he didn't do it, and he told you that he did it, it's his way of looking for an out in the relationship. So you can play more games with him or move on to someone who will truly be your mate. What is your choice?
No, I do want to move on.
Okay,
so
and remember, every time we're in a relationship, we learn two things. We learn what we like in that man, and then we learn what we don't like in that man. And then the next relationship, all those things we don't like, we are conscious of them, and we don't manifest that again, hopefully. So sometimes men are stepping stones to your mate.
Mm-hmm.
So move on to someone who wants to be there with you and you want to be with, and you don't need to be with someone who's hot and cold. That's a game. He wants his space. You're above game playing, okay?
Okay.
Onward. I see someone real powerful coming in the holiday season. A note from your spirit guide to mine is accept every holiday invitation that you get. Someone
okay.
says, oh, my aunt's having a Christmas party, want to drop by. Don't say, no, I'm too busy. Because you will meet your mate between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And it will be a party.
Okay?
Okay. So don't be turning down any we're having cookies and Christmas milk. Oh, we're having, alcoholic punch. Whatever it is, you go to it, even if that's not who you are, because you will meet your mate between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's exciting. Thank you for calling. Have a great weekend. Well, it's really what's interesting when I hear some of the callers come in is that their spirit is talking to them so loudly. The way they pose their questions, you can tell spirit is saying no or yes. you know, and I could hear in her voice, like, you need to let this go. You need to let this go. So I love it because you say you're calling for confirmation, you know?
Right. It is for confirmation.
Anyway.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Very rarely do people call me and say, should I have a Cobb salad or a Caesar salad? They really don't want answers from me. What they want is confirmation of what they're thinking and what they're being. They want to confirm
mm-hmm.
that it's the correct, appropriate path. You know, nobody calls me up and say, should I buy a Chevy or a Ford, you know? It's pretty interesting most people call me up for confirmation.
Yeah, I love that. Let's go to our next caller. You, area code 678, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jean.
Hi, this is Jean. Hi, Cynthia. Hi, Star.
Hi, Jean.
Hi, baby.
Hi.
What's your question this morning?
My question is, I want to know what my spirit guides are saying regarding to me. I'm a healer. Just want to know what you're picking up on that.
Well, the first guy to come up here, and he's kind of stamping his feet, and he says, well, you know, you're a healer, but she's a little slow with her healing process. Do you have business cards out there?
No, I don't.
Okay, do you have brochures out there?
No, but I have been doing healing events.
Okay, the healing part is fine. You're a great healer. You know, you get your clients. What the marketing part is what the spirit guide is upset about. If you don't know marketing, you need to sit down and talk with somebody who does.
Okay.
And you need to understand for every 100 business cards you put out, 3 people will make an appointment.
Okay.
So you don't go out and buy 300 business cards and put them out in the neighborhood. That's 9 people. You buy 2,000 business cards and put them out. You know what I mean? So you need to know the marketing part. In good. Yes, your spirit guides say you're a very, very good healer. How many clients do you see a week?
It's not a weekly thing. It's, you know, I'm maybe, you know, I can't say. I just do events every now and then. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you have the capacity to see at least 10 clients a week.
Okay.
That's what your guides say. And where would you see them is a whole other question. Your healing's good. It's polished. You're connected. You're grounded. You're clear. Next question.
Oh, that's it. That's it.
Well, then you're good. Do some marketing. Do some marketing. Get some more people to heal. That's your next step. That's what your guides want you to know.
Okay. All right. Thank you, too.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Star, you want to take a break?
Oh, no, I'm fine. But if you have a commercial to play, play it.
So we'll go on to our next caller. Area code 661, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
What's your name?
My name is Glenys, and it's nighttime where I am. I'm in Australia.
Oh. Australia, that's awesome.
Wow. Yeah, it is, isn't it?
It
is really awesome when you can talk to someone so far away.
Yeah, well, that feels really good from saying hello to Down Under there. What would you like to know?
Look, it's really funny because that lady took my question. I had the same sort of question as the lady before me. So now
But the same question doesn't mean you get the same answer because you're a different human being.
I know. I just wanted you to have variety.
Okay, so what is your question?
My question is, do you see much psychic ability in myself that I should develop?
Absolutely. I see you more giving consultations. I see you more coaching than I see you doing hands-on work. Whereas with the last lady, I saw her putting her hands on people. You are a person that when somebody sits in your presence, they get a healing from listening and talking to you. And this is the power that you have that you can use starting several years ago, that you can use to help people. So
yes.
This is very good. Have you had any training at all?
I spend hours and hours on the internet with all of the spiritual work. I've done a few classes that are just, you know, like half days over the years. It's an interest that I've had for a lot of years. And I've always worked with people. I used to, you know, find that in a counseling way, I worked well with people.
Well, I think that you could do this. I think you could do this. You need to find a name or for what it is, whether it's coaching or readings or intuitive sessions, whatever it may be, find a name and get yourself out there.
Thank
so
you.
So, yes, you can do this, and
so,
yes, you have the ability to do this.
Thank you. Do you see what I need to do, what sort of training I should follow?
I would suggest some type of stuff like NLP or a coaching thing where you have
yeah.
something that gets them in the room. Because once you
yes.
get them in the room, you can do your healing back and forth through your voice and through your words. But to get a certification, even hypnotism, to get a certification,
yes.
you have your card, you have your reason for them to come in the room. They come in the room, you do your talk to them, and they get their healing. So get something so it can be on your business card that you like, some type of training, and then get your card out and have a place to do it, and you can do this.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you. That's lovely.
Okay, sweetie. You're welcome. Go on. Spread
Thank
the
you.
Light.
Thank you so much. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, wow. Goodness. So, listen, I'm going to give out our telephone number again. It's 914-338-0590. I see a few people still in the queue, quite a few. But you haven't pressed 1, so now is the time to press 1 on your telephone keypad to get a reading with Star. We're coming down to the end of the show, so I can't take many callers. So, Star, I have a question for you. Can I get a reading?
I beg your pardon?
I said I have
want
a question
a reading?
For you.
You want a reading?
I do.
Great.
Yes.
So go ahead, ask me a question.
Okay. So I want to know what I need to do to get to the next level of my teaching.
Next level of what?
Of teaching.
Next level of what? What's your next level?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
Okay,
you.
So This is the point. You're not going to go to the next level till you can name what the next level is.
Okay.
So you need to look at your goals. You need to look at what you value in life and set that up as being your next level, and you can get there very quickly. For you, it isn't about getting there. For you, your process is making the choice. You know, everything's kind of up in the air, my next level, my next project, you know, where I can say my next level is my next two books that my publishers wants me to write. Or I got a very specific thing for the next level. Get specific on what your next level is, and you can get there quickly. If you're not, you'll stay a year talking about your next level. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Of course I understand it. Most definitely. I guess it's because I don't know which direction I want to go into.
Now, that's a whole different question. That's a whole different question. Yeah. Why don't give me three choices of the directions you want to go?
Writing a book, compiling, which I'd like to compile from a lot of the previous teachings that I've done on Circles of Prosperity. I'd like to expand Circles of Prosperity to another level, either into television or just a larger audience. And those are the two things that are in my mind.
How much written information do you have on prosperity?
A lot. Most of my work is audio, but I have about 3 years of audio.
Okay. Cash is a new concept. Cash on TV. You could do it. I would do it somehow and maybe relabel it like financial literacy or something fun with cash or teaching you financial literacy and things like that. Once you choose something, you usually get it done. It's the choosing part that takes you years and years and years and years to get to move through. So I guess for you to have a TV show, you usually have to have a book. You usually have to be acclaimed at something. So since you have so much audio out there, my suggestion to you is write a book, because then that makes you an expert. Then you can go to the TV show after that.
Okay.
Okay, write the book.
Okay.
All right.
I think that's what I have.
All
righty. I'll do it. All righty.
Yeah.
So listen, I think that we're at the end. Anyone else that's in the queue, you can get a quick reading. That's one on your telephone keypad.
Well, you know, I would like to talk to you a little bit about cash. And cash is an energy. It's a cycle. And we know in physics that energy, which is, comes in waves, turns into matter at some point in time. And we can photograph with a microscope. We can photograph water, and it's water, then all of a sudden it's steam, and then all of a sudden it's ice. There's a magical, miracle step there that we can't document. And the same thing with your own energy. Each of us is a wave, and each of us can turn that wave into matter, which becomes a manifestation in cash or prosperity. Inquire within your life process. Look at how you be and do. So to understand cash better, understand your energy. I think that's important.
Wow. Wow. You know what I remember from one of your previous visits with us is that you said money is your friend, and you named your money Benjamin or Benny. I can't remember, or Benji. And you would talk to your money as if your friend. Oh, I had a great day today. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do, and I still do that. And see, most people say shit to cash. Oh my God, I don't have enough. I need more. Oh God, I'm going to hold on to you. Oh God, I broke a $100 bill. The rest is going to go. And most people whine and complain and beg to cash. So I have a Benji, and I pull him out of my wallet. And I've had him, oh, I don't know, 11, 12 years. And I tell him all the good stuff and all the bad stuff in my life. But I don't, you know, get needy with him. And I don't, you know, like, oh, I need 400 of your brothers to come tomorrow. Or, you know, and because most people tell money, they tell money needy things. They tell that $100 bill, oh, my God, you know. And be friendly with cash, and then cash will be friendly with you. Don't throw your money down on the counter when you're paying for something. Hand it to the person. Make sure you respectfully have money in your purse or wallet. Respectfully. Not in bundled, crumbled wads. And treat your cash with the same respect as you'd like for cash to come into your life. So it's important. Energy is important.
It's all about the energy. It is all about the energy. Well, you know what, Star? We're going to end the show this morning. This is quite unusual for us not to have enough people here. Usually they're lined up, so I don't know. Maybe everybody's going to party out this weekend. But we're going to go ahead and end a little early this morning. Everything is always in divine order.
That's the divine timing, darling. Thank you very much for having me. Remember, www.starfuentes.com.
Thank you, Star.
All right. I'm looking forward to being with you guys again sometime soon. Thank you, and goodbye.
Bye-bye.